Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, a new report on that slow vaccine rollout points a finger at the Trump administration. Our partners at Stat News report that high-ranking Trump officials lobbied Congress to deny state governments additional funding, despite frantic warnings from state officials that they didn't have enough money for a mass vaccination campaign. Stat Washington correspondent Nick Florco joins us now. Nick, what did you find about the previous administration's effort to restrict vaccine money for states, and what role did the former president himself have in this?
So my reporting in Stat reveals that Trump administration officials this fall were actually meeting with lawmakers to tell them that states didn't need more money for the mass vaccination effort. About a month before the first coronavirus vaccine was being cleared by the FDA, Congress was negotiating a big coronavirus stimulus package, which was set to include some pot of money for states to prepare for the mass vaccination effort. And states had insisted during those negotiations that they actually needed roughly $8 billion. But as states were making that plea to lawmakers for more money, Trump administration officials were actively telling members of Congress that states didn't need more money. And states at that point were actually splitting just a pot of $200 million total. And that's split between 50 states and from a few large cities. We don't know if Trump personally was involved in all of this. This was mostly from the folks that were high-ranking decision makers within the health department.
I see. So there's a big gap, though, between $200 million and the $8-plus billion that the states were asking for. So why did the administration put up so much resistance? How did they argue that $200 million was sufficient?
It's a huge gap, and it sort of defies logic. So folks in the Trump administration say that they wanted to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So I spoke to Paul Mango, who is an HHS official who is sort of at the center of all of this. And he basically told me that states couldn't put forward a clear business plan for how they'd spend additional money. And so he wasn't going to simply write them blank checks. And I mean, I personally haven't been able to find one public health official who agreed that $200 million was enough to run this sort of mass vaccination program.
So in addition to that $200 million to the states, though, there was some additional money for local and territorial governments. The total was about $340 million. And there was a group of health officials, you report, who wrote to the U.S. Surgeon General and said that it is a, quote, very obvious fact that $340 million is not enough to vaccinate 330 million Americans. So, Nick, can you explain why that's not enough?
Sure thing. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot that goes into these sort of mass vaccination clinics. I mean, state health departments are not big places. They need to hire people to actually put vaccines in arms. I mean, this is also the money that was going to things like preparing IT systems so we can actually track where these vaccines are going, making sure that states have that infrastructure in place so that they can deal with vaccine hesitancy. So this rollout is smooth from the beginning. The money might seem to the average person like it's a good amount of money, but in reality, it gets stretched thin really quickly.
And Congress apparently agreed because it eventually did approve $4.5 billion for the vaccine rollout. So less than states had asked for, but considerably more than the $200 million they had gotten in the fall. But I mean, what was the lingering effect of that delay? And is this why we've seen states be so slow ramping up their vaccination campaigns?
There are a lot of factors that made the early vaccine rollout difficult. In fact, you brought up the fact that Congress allocated this money. That money didn't actually start flowing to states until last month. But there's other factors here, too, to be fair to the Trump administration. One is on the states. It's simply that states were concerned about rolling out the vaccine widely, going beyond the recommendations for who should get the vaccine first. The second is simply that we didn't have enough vaccine to vaccinate 300 million Americans immediately, and we won't until the summer. But it's pretty hard to argue that states being forced to ration this really small pot of money and being afraid to spend to prepare for this effort didn't have some impact on the rollout.
So last thing, Nick, I mean, in addition to the criticisms of the speed of the rollout, there's also been a lot of attention now on the inequality of the rollout, and specifically that there are racial disparities in a lot of states as far as who is getting vaccinated and who is not. So do we expect that to continue, or are we on a path to correcting that?
Well, it's very clear that this is a priority of the Biden administration. They brought up, for example, recently that states need to be tracking who is getting vaccines. We have racial data when we see who's getting the vaccine, simply so we have that so we can start figuring out where to fix this. I mean, it's clear that the Biden administration every day is talking about the need to make sure that this is an equitable rollout, so it's a top of mind for them.
Nick Florco is Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Nick, thanks for your work on this.
Thanks for having me.